Manus Pashas, Tazrim and Seira. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Good morning. The Shaila, which a lot of the Moyalim have, this week's Parsha starts off the beginning of the Parsha with Mila. The Shaila that a lot of the Moyalim have, Baruch Hashem, by uns in the Kehila, everybody's showing a Shabbos, you're going to a Mila, Bismanoi, as we know, Mila, Bismanoi, Doich Shabbos. No, all's fine and good. But what happens when you get called to do a Mila by the wider Oilom? Sometimes the parents themselves are not showing a Shabbos, sometimes even the parents themselves are showing a Shabbos. The wider family is not showing a Shabbos. The Shaila is, are you being Moisiv Chilul Shabbos? If I, the Moyal, goes to do a Bris Mila on Shabbos, it could be a being Moisiv Chilul Shabbos because of the Mila. Push it off to Sunday and do it. There's no problems of preparations, of cooking, people driving. You're right. Many of these Mechalel Shabbos, there'll be Mechalel Shabbos anyway. But I do the Mila, whether we do the Mila on Shabbos or if we don't do the Mila on Shabbos, they'll continue with the Chil Shabbos. But the question is, if I, doing the Mila, do I have a problem of doing the Mila if I know that around the Mila is going to be caused Chil Shabbos? The Ma'aseh of the Torah tells us, in this week's Parsha, Vayoyim Hashmini, Yimol Besaroi Losoi, Ubayoyim, the Gemara learns out to Shabbos Kuflamet Beis, Ubayoyim Afilu Beshabbos. There's a Chi of Mila, even on Shabbos, boy bayoyim, if it's the eighth day, of course, if the meal is not on time, it's not doicha Shabbos. Gemara has a limit for that. Of a meal be Shabbos, meal be zmanoi doicha Shabbos. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Sukkah, and other places. The Gemara talks about the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, Tkiya Shofar on Shabbos, Lulav on Shabbos. And we all know the Gemara brings down these things are not doicha Shabbos. Shema yavirenu daladamas brishus harabim. There's a whole raid why the Gemara doesn't say maybe we'll take it out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Toysus and other Rishonim already discussed that. The Gemara Lamaisi uses the lotion of Shema yavirenu daladamas brishus harabim. Maybe I'll move it for Amos, which is Issa Doiraisa on Shabbos. I might move it for Amos on Shabbos. From one beginning of the four Amos till the end, as we know, to take it to Mumcha, to learn, or whatever. And therefore, Chachomim or Goyza, that we don't take not the Lulav on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar on Shabbos, we don't do Megillah on Shabbos, v'chulei, all because of that Gzera. Amayna Muzge b'chlal Stam, many of the Achroinim ask, the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, We blow the shofar. The reason is Shiyale zichoneinu lifnei Rabbi Nishloim lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu bameh fikdimaru b'shofar through the shofar. If you blow a shofar, that's mevalbil the satan, as we know, and therefore that's mevalbil the satan. That the mitzvah Hashem that will give us a good din. The satan will become all confused and give us a good din. So the Velt asks the question: if we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, is it not a pachad? How are we going to get through the din? We need the shofar to help us get through the din. How are we going to get through din if we don't blow the shofar? There's many, many tirutzim, asum, it's a beautiful teretz, that by a yid showing that because of a very slight chance, the one yid somewhere in the world might blow a shofar, might carry a shofar on Shabbos, Dalet Amos, and be over Issa Doraisa, therefore the whole world doesn't blow shofar. That alone, showing the satan how careful we are, and how much we care for one another, that alone will be available to certain anything, even more than the actual shofar itself. The budget care and concern for the other yid is so strong, that will be available to certain even more than the actual blowing the shofar. And that's how schus for Yom Adin on Shabbos. So Lamai says, we know we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, Mila, all these things, because of Shema Yavirenu Daladamas B'Shus HaRabim. Famous Tosis in Megillah, Daf Dalet, with the Tosis talks about Kriyas and Megillah on Shabbos. Frank Tosis, the Kasha. What's the difference, Mila, to Tkiya Shofar, and to Mikra Megillah, and Netilas Lulav on Shabbos? Those three things, as a Chiv Deiraisa, to blow shofar. There's a chiv deraisa to take lulav. And afa pikein chachamim come along and make a gzeira. Shema yavirenu daladamas. We don't do it. Mila, maybe shema yavirenu daladamas. Maybe somebody will take the baby and move it. I forgot to order the mail. The mail says he's not coming, and I'm going to walk in the street and take the baby daladamas b'shusarabim. We don't find such a gzeira. Shabbos we do mila. What's the difference? Frektoisis. So Tosis answers, the first test of Tosis is, Mila is more chomo than any of those, because Mila is nichras, yud gimel brisois, it's written 13 times the word bris, from there there's a whole sugya of Mila is nichras, with yud gimel brisois, that it's got such a choma, it's such a strict thing, that Chachamim didn't want to be geyser against Mila, and that's why Mila we do on Shabbos. That's one teretz. The other teretz that Tosis brings down is, the Mila, there's always a chash of sakonos nefoshes. If somebody not professional does a Mila, chas v'sholem, you can injure the child for life. There's a chash of a chash, even of sakonos nefoshes. If chas v'sholem, it's not done correctly, you might end up causing the child to bleed and he could die from it. Therefore, not every person is going to do a Mila by himself. A Mila belongs to the few professionals who understand and know how to do Mila. For them, we're not choshes, zok Tosis, that they might come to do a Mila b'Shabbos, and they might come to be Ma'avid al-Adam. Sukkah, Lulav, Mikra Megillah, Tkiah Shofar. It's something that the Hamoinam does. Everybody takes Lulav. Big chelik of Klal Yisrael can blow Shofar. Many can lay in Megillah. And therefore there's always the Chashash when it belongs to the whole crowd. When it belongs to a few professionals, we don't have to be Choshesh. And the Sakon is the Foshesh there, so we don't have to be Choshesh that somebody might come to be Ma'avid. So maybe they ask on Tosfos, Lemaisa, Tosfos Teretz is correct if we hold that we're worried the Moyel might come to carry his knife from his house to the place he has to do the Mila. So we say the Moyel is a professional, he knows what to do. We don't have to worry the Moyel might forget his knife because the Moyel knows what to do. But what happens the other way around? If the parent's going to carry the child to the Moyel's house, that doesn't help me. Anybody can carry the child. I can give the child to one of the thousands of people anywhere to do. Pavel became, they asked that question of Tosis, come on, nobody has a teretz to that question of Lemaisa, that's what Tosis answers. After he's shown in the Ritva in Sukkah, there's a Ritva in Sukkah discusses the whole Indian of Shema Yavirenu Daladamas, and the Ritva wants to be Mechalik. The Lemaisa, Behemis, a Lulav, or a Shofar should be something that we can carry the whole year, every Shabbos. A Lulav is a branch. A lulav is a branch. On Sukkot, it's got the mitzvah, but during the year, it's just a plain piece of tree branch. A shofar during the year? Some people will tell you it makes a nice sound. It's got nothing to do with the mitzvah. We should be allowed to carry it the whole year. Novos. There's a problem of Shema Yetaltelenu Daladamas. So the whole year becomes muksa. A shofar during the whole year is muksa on Shabbos. A lulav is muksa on Shabbos the whole year round. Because maybe somebody might carry something somewhere else, who knows where. But Mila, if you look at the etzem act of Mila, it's mamish being over Shabbos. If you take a child, you give him a cut, it's the issa d'oraisa of choivel. You mustn't cut yourself on Shabbos, you mustn't draw blood on Shabbos. And af al pi kein, the Torah was matter it. The Torah says, By Yom Hashmini, with Doirish Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Torah was Mati Mila B'Shabbos, irrespective of whether you did the Melacha D'Oraisa. Pshat is the Torah allows the Melacha D'Oraisa to be done even on Shabbos. So Chachamim couldn't come along and say, one minute, the Torah allowed the Melacha D'Oraisa of Chayvel on Shabbos. I'm going to come along and make a new Gezeira called Shema Yavirenu. That the Chachamim don't have the power to do. Once the Torah already allowed me to do a melacha d'oraisa of cutting, of drawing blood, the Chachamim couldn't come along and say, no, we won't allow it, stop. There's a problem, you might be ma'avid, which is only a gezeira. Therefore, the Chachamim don't have the power over the mitzvah d'oraisa. The Meiri answers that l'maisa, if you look at the mitzvah of Sukkah, you look at the mitzvah of Lulav, and you look at the mitzvah of Shofar, against the mitzvah of Mila. Mila, it says, Ubayoy Mashmini, and the Chachomim learn out Bayoy Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. By lulav, it says ulakachtem lochem b'yoyim arishon. You got to take lulav on the first day. By shoyfo, it says utakatem b'shoyfo. But it doesn't say anywhere anything to me, meramez to me, that you could do it on Shabbos. It says you got to take a lulav the first day. It says you got to take blow shoyfo on Rosh Hashanah. You got to take lulav on Sukkos. But nowhere in the Torah does the Torah write any hint that's mutter on Shabbos. Mila, it says, "Bayoy Mashmini," which Chachamim learn out means b'Shabbos. Bayoy Marishin, the Rishin, this. Bayoy Marishin, yeah, but it doesn't say there's no riboy for Shabbos. There's no extra riboy for Shabbos. Bayoy Marishin, you're they learn the Gemara learns off of Bayoy Marishin. The Gemara's got a whole load of dirushim for Rishin, Rishin. But Lemaisa, it doesn't say anywhere extra. For by Mila, they didn't have to say, Bayoim Ashmini, Bayoim Ashmini, the extra Bayoim Ashmini, from there the Gemara learns out the Afilu B'Shabbos, which it doesn't say that anywhere. The Gemara, the Torah didn't give us an extra ribui for Shabbos by Lulav or by Shofar. You're right, it says a date.
But Rosh Hashanah doesn't say
Bayoim. Or the Kaddim B'Shofar gives you a date as well.
Yeah, but the Purush is.
You ask me why it says Bayom Rishon. Bayom Rishon, the Gemara's got a whole load of Dirushim for a whole load of Limudim, the Gemara learns out of Bayom Rishon. It's not extra to tell us Shabbos. Therefore, the Rishonim want to say Mila is Bayom Rishon. Mila says Bayom HaShabbos. So we see the Torah stresses Shabbos as a time to do Mila. But by Shofar and by Lulav, we don't find anywhere that the Torah stresses you must do it on Shabbos. And therefore, the Torah doesn't stress. There must be done dafka on Shabbos. So Chazal there have the power to push it off and tell me don't do it on Shabbos. The Ran and the Meiris also a bit in the Derech of the Ran. There's a Musik that are called Terudim. When it comes to Mitzvah, everybody's Torah, everybody's busy. And if when it comes to Shofar, and it comes to Lulav, which is something that everybody does, we're worried that Kol Torud, everybody's Torud, everybody's busy. And therefore, if everybody's busy and everybody's Torud in the mitzvah, who says the one person will be available to remind the other one not to carry? Therefore, we're worried you might come to carry and everybody be so busy with their Lulav and their Shofar running around here. Hey, people won't be available to remind the other one not to carry. And therefore, Chachamim say, fine. A blank Easter, nobody's allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos, nobody's allowed to shake Lulav on Shabbos, Mikra and Megillah the same. When it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, it's my personal mitzvah. The father, the moyel, the hamoinam, they might come to attend the mitzvah of Mila, but it's nothing to do with them. They're not a chelik of the mitzvah. So they're not a chelik of the mitzvah, they're not torud, they're not involved in the mitzvah. So they're not involved in the mitzvah, they'll have enough of a chloroclop to be able to remind the father of the moyel, don't carry your child, don't carry the knife out of Rishus HaRabim, don't carry it along the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore Chachamim say, we don't have to be Goyza, we don't have to worry about it. And therefore that's why we allow Mila to take place on Shabbos. There's a similar idea that we find is by Koyanim's reason. We know the Avoid is allowed on Shabbos. How can a Koyan do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? He's being over many malachas, whether it's putting the emurim, putting the parts of the animal onto the mizbeach, the shechting. It's all involved in malachas. Malachas deiraisa. How can we allow a kohen to do it? So for that, the Gemara brings down the musuk of kohenim zrizimheim, which explains, it doesn't mean zrizim as we understand, you know, they run faster than everybody else. Zrizim means zahirim, they're careful. Kohenim are careful because they know it's their personal mitzvah. They're careful and they give thought to what they're doing and they won't come to Chas HaShalom do anything that's not allowed. They'll do what they're allowed. They'll do the shechita which they're allowed. They'll do the akravas emurim, taking the parts onto the mizbeach. All these things they're allowed. That's what they'll do. We don't have to worry that they might come to do things they're not allowed. And the same thing with a moyel. They say the same musik, you can explain a moyel. A moyel is zahirim heim. They're careful, there's rizim, there's zahirim. It's their mitzvah, the mitzvah put on them. The moyel's going to be careful. The moyel will be careful not to carry his knife or make sure the child doesn't get carried to him. But when it comes to the lulav and the sukkah, it belongs to the hamoinam, it belongs to everybody. The lulav, the mikra megillah, the kiyah shayf, it belongs to everybody. When it belongs to everybody, there's always a concern amongst the everybody, there might be the one individual who will forget and be over. Because of him we say that's it, a blankisa. I saw that the Shefa Chaim, the Tzanzer Rebbe, Tzanz Kleuzenberg, the last Rebbe, Zechon Nivrocha, he wants to be medayek from a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Kiddushin. There's such a musuk of somebody does a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh, he's got extra shmira. It's a deal for Megat. It's a hard thing to understand. But he wants to medayek it in a Gemara in Kiddushin. You do a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh, there's an extra shmira to that mitzvah. Therefore, lulav, tkiya shofar, mikra megillah, it's a regular mitzvah. There's no Mesiras Nefesh there. Mila, there's a Mesiras Nefesh on behalf of the parents, to take a parent, to take a child to do a Mila. The child might not understand it, but the child's also doing a Mesiras Nefesh. There is a Mesiras Nefesh involved in doing a Mila. Doing a Mila with a Mesiras Nefesh, Zognat Sanzarov, there's an extra Shmira to it. The extra Shmira is there, we'll watch over the Moyel, and the Moyel doesn't have to be worried that maybe he'll be carrying the knife or the child for Ames and Rosh Hashanah. The Taz in Eir Chaim Tov Kuf Peiches, the Halachas of Shofar, he brings down the Mizrahi asks the question as a we know on Shabbos there's an Issa to dance, to clap. Why? Shemo Yitakin Kleishi. If I would allow you to dance, allow you to sing, allow you to do certain things, somebody might come along with his harp and his violin and who knows what, and one of the strings will tear and he'll start repairing on Shabbos. So to avoid that, Chachomim Agoyiz Egzeira, you mustn't dance on Shabbos, clapping, all these things mustn't be done on Shabbos, because maybe somebody will come to repair a musical instrument. Fred the Mizrahi, a shofar is a musical instrument. Some people will tell you the shofar makes a very nice noise. Some people tell you not. It's a very powerful, high-pitched noise. Some people tell you it's a very nice thing. It could accompany an orchestra together. Fred the Mizrahi, this is a question the Mizrahi asks. The Taz brings it down. How are we allowed bichlal to blow shofar on Yom Tov? Not Shabbos. Leave Shabbos out. How are we allowed to bichlal blow shofar on Yom Tov? Maybe I might come to repair clay shi. If I allow the shofar, which is the clay shi, it might draw me to even repairing a normal clay shi, a normal musical instrument. As I frek the Mizrahi, and interestingly enough, the Mizrahi blives with no terrors. As I frek the Mizrahi, and he blives with no terrors. The Taz says, I don't understand. The Torah tells you there's a chiyuv of shofar. Let's leave out Shabbos. If we don't allow shofar on Yom Tov, there'll never be any shofar. That's it. You might have to take a whole piece of Torah and a chashon to say, put it in the garbage. I mean, they won't exist anymore. You've taken a whole mitzvah Torah and thrown it away. So the Taz, it doesn't make any sense. Pashteitzach, you've got to allow shofar on Yom Tov. The Torah writes a chiyuv to blow shofar. Maybe Shabbos not. But at least Yom Tov, you've got to allow shofar. And the Taz mamish, he doesn't understand Michal the Mizrahi comes from, and he's quite sharp against Mizrahi. What's Mizrahi Michal want from us? And that's the Taz's teretz. With the Taz then adds on that the same thing is with Mila. Because the Torah writes Mefurush Ubayoy Mashmini, if the Chachomim are going to come along and say to you, no, 1 minute. The Torah allows it, but I'm worried this, that, and the other. The Torah allowed it. The Torah wrote Ubayoy Mashmini even on Shabbos. How can you come along, chachamim, and take away a piece of Torah? You're taking away a pasuk of the Torah, which the Chazal, however they learnt it, it's going on Shabbos, and you're moving that and saying it doesn't exist anymore. That's not Bayom HaShmini. But there's a mitzvah of this man, no? Mila, the Eker mitzvah of this man. There's a whole question, the Chal, if you go to that, the Chreinim will have a question, the Marshal. You can't do Bizman, are you? If you can't do on the 8th day, and the 9th day is Erev Shabbos, and you're busy, can you push it off to Sunday or not? There's all the Shilas that come. The Mila is the quickest possible date, Ubayom HaShmini, which allows me even B'Shabbos. So Stam just the Chachamim to come along and make a Gezerah against the Pasuk in the Torah Mefurush, so the Taz, that it's not correct. So The question that comes to Shev HaTase, the Torah writes you, Mefurish HaMitzvah of Ubayim HaShemin Yerub HaBesar HaLosai. And however Chachomim came to the conclusion, which when they say it's Alokha Mashim Sina, the Chachomim came and said, Alokha Mashim Sina, Ubayim HaShemin, he teaches us, even on Shabbos, so there's no mitzvah anymore of Shev HaTase. Once you go, Mefurish HaMitzvah, the Raisa, the apostle the Raisa that allows you, Shev HaTase doesn't have a place. That's because of Seikah the Yoyma, that's because we don't know. Because Seikah the Yoyma. Lulav and Shabbos. Lulav and Shabbos, there's no... So that, the answer is, by Yoyma Risha, by Lulav it says, Lekach Lecha by Yoyma Risha, and the Gemara uses by Yoyma Risha for other droshes. The Gemara has no available drosha to tell me it's Dafka on Shabbos. It's not the Chachamim. The Chachamim have a right, you're right, you meant to take Lulav. Chachamim have a koyach to say, because of my Gezeira, you haven't got a Mefurish apostle to allow you Dafka Shabbos. So there the Chachamim could say, I've got the problem with Shabbos, Shema Yavi Renu Dalet Amos, and I'm not going to allow you to do it on Shabbos. But by Mila, there's a Mefurish and Limud that allows Shabbos. So to come along and say afterwards, no, I'm not going to let you do it on Shabbos, is going against the Mefurish and Pasuk and Torah. Oh, okay, Mumcha, right, yeah, that's the whole shtick we do by the Mumcha. Sometimes that's what he's doing, it's a fascist, so everything involved is involving a Mumcha. But the problem is, if you take it, we allow you to take it in your house, then the next one might forget to be Yavirenu Dalet Amos. Of course you can't do it. Oh, but the whole problem is, if we allow one person to do it in the house, we allow everybody, somebody's going to have a shayla, somebody's going to forget, and eventually... Not Beta Knesset. We're not talking about the Beta Knesset, but we're talking about the problem. Somebody's got a shayla on his lulav. He's got the top is split, and he wants to go and ask the Rav, so he might move it. When it comes to something that Hamoinam does, when it comes to something that everybody does, then there's always a problem that somebody might come to do something that's not allowed. So therefore, the Chachamim, they have the Koyach. You're right, we could allow it. Even the time of Beis Hamidrash used to, they brought down, they used to take, they used to break before Shabbos, and even then they already wanted to be Goyzer and everything, not to take it. Because there's always the problem when we allow everybody to do it, and everybody's Torah in their mitzvah, the one, you might come, the one person who forgets. So that's the koyach of Chazal. The one person somewhere across the whole world might be Mavid Dalet Amos, and for that we're Mavatl the whole mitzvah. That's the koyach of Chazal, that they could do it because of one person. If you ask me, Mr. Tomer, there'll be the one person. Somewhere there'll be the one person. They will forget, they'll be Torah to this. The Chavis Yoyer asks on the Taz, he doesn't understand the Taz. Who says that because the Torah writes something, you can't be mevatel it? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, La nochli sashich, if I lend money out, to yid, I mustn't take ribis. But la nochli sashich, to goy, I can lend money and I can lend it with interest. Afa pikein, Chazal tell us, we shouldn't lend money to goy, we shouldn't have connections, all the gemaras are with Zorah, we shouldn't lend money to goy with ribis and everything. Why? Shema yil might be myself, we might start learning from his bad ways. Frank the Chavis Yoh, I don't understand, the Torah tells you mefurish, la nochli sashich. Go and lend money to a guy with ribis. Come along, Chazal, and say, no, don't do it. Shema Yimon Yimaisav. You might learn from his bad ways. So you see there, that we've got a Mefurish apostle in the Torah that tells you do something, and Chazal can come along and tell you you can't do it. Oh, the Chavis Yoyer knocks away the whole Taz, and he says the Taz is making a mistake, and he doesn't know where the Taz comes from. The Chazim Sofer doesn't understand. Does it say in the Torah you've got to lend money? You don't have to lend money. And if you've got money, does it say to me, you've got to give it to a guy? No. The Torah says, a guy comes knocking on your door, you've got the bank, and the guy wants to borrow money. If you want, give him a ribis. You're allowed to do it. It doesn't say, but you have to do it. It doesn't say, if you've got £10,000 sitting in a bank account, you must lend it to a guy. There's no mitzvah to lend your money. You can keep your money in your savings account for your whole life. If you want to lend money, and you want interest, you want your money to earn something for you, so then you've got to heter cord lend it to the guy. But doesn't say anyway you've got to do it. He doesn't understand what the Chavis Yoyer's problem is. That's one teretz the Chasam Sofer answers. Another teretz the Chasam Sofer says, mitzad the Torah, lend the money. Lanach yisashich, lend the money. Nobody's stopping you lend the money. But there's another problem. There's a problem called maybe you learn from his bad ways. It's not... The bad, learning from his bad ways is not overriding the pasuk that says, if I want to go lend the money to the guy, I decide I'm not going to learn from his bad ways. So you'd have no problem with it. But the Chazon Sofer, he doesn't understand. The Chazon Sofer blinds with the Taz, that the Maisa, if the Torah writes a Mefurish a Pasuk, and you've got to keep to the Pasuk. You can't just go against the Pasuk. Shabbos, by Mila, by Yom HaShmini, there's a Mefurish a Pasuk. You have to keep to that Pasuk. You can't go against it. Lulav, Tkiya Shofer, Megillah, which is the Chalolir Drabonon, there's no Pasuk that tells you Mefurish, you have to do it on Shabbos, therefore we don't let you do it on Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chavov, which we've all just learnt. The Gemara brings down the Machloikas, Remeir and the Chachomim, but the Goy is mutter to do a Mila. Remeir says, we don't let the Goy do it, because we choshesh, the Goy might make the child a krus shvacha, he'll do it wrong, a chaz shalom, he'll fatally injure the child for life, and make him into a krus shvacha, which is a issa to raisa for a person to make himself a krus shvacha. So Remeir says, don't do a Mila, alidei a Goy. The Chachomim say, let the Goy be mol, the Goy can be the mol, but it's got to be a Yid Oymed al Gabov. A Yid's got to watch to make sure that he doesn't injure the child. The Rambam, in Perek Beis of Ilchas Mila Alocha Aleph Paskins, that a Goy shouldn't do Mila, he takes on Remeir, the Goy shouldn't do a Mila, but, he writes, if a Goy did do a Mila, Einoy Tzorich Lachzoy V'lomol Sheinis. You don't have to redo the Mila. You don't do what we call Hatofas Dambris. Even that you don't have to do. Why? So the noise that came around the Rambam already explained. The Be'emers, we prefer the Goy doesn't do it. If the Goy did do it, it's a kosher Mila. It's a kosher Mila. Halacha like Chachamim, that you can have a Goy doing a Bris and a Yid watching him. Chatchila, we shouldn't do it. Let's say there's a pasuk of Ayon Hashmini Yimol Pesar Alasso, there's a chiyuv to do a meal on Shabbos. Get a guy to do it. A guy is kosher. The Chachamim Paskin will have the moil standing on top. The moil will watch. The moil will put all the different protective zach in there. But let the guy do the actual cutting. Let the guy do this. It's the right of cutting. We've never seen such a thing. Why not? So Chazon Sofer answers the kasha. You're right. Shah Melech asked the kasha. The Chazon Sofer answers, there's two things in Mila. There's the din. There's a din. There's three dinim. There's the din the child's got to have had a Mila. And there's a chiyav of the father having to do the Mila. So you're right. If the guy does the Mila, so the child, the Maisa, hasn't got any more of those foreskins. He's had the Mila done to him. But the father hasn't fulfilled that. And pashtas, the din's on the father. All right, we do it on the eighth day when the child doesn't have the das. For a yes or a no. He hasn't got the vote here, whether yes or no. The tchiyav's on the father. So, but the father, as you just correctly said, the father, you can't make him a shliach. You can't make a goy a shliach. Who could be a shliach? We all know the sugya of shlichas. Some use mechoyev with something. He could be a shliach for me. Some use not mechoyev with something. Can't be a shliach. The guy is not mechoyev with Mila. I mean, the guy can't be a shliach to do it. You're right, the child to be mal. Therefore, the Chazon Sofer says, you're right, it's the Gevaldik Eitzah, but that's the reason we don't use it, because a guy cannot be the shliach, and the father would never have fulfilled his mitzvah.
So what's the case when the guy does a Mila? What's the case? It can't be a shliach. How come the guy makes
sure? The guy did it. A lady had a child in the middle of nowhere, and there's no mile around, and she can't get hold of a mile, and there's a professional doctor in the hospital, and he says he'll do it. And the father's standing there watching to make sure he does it correctly, and he's done it. Now the shiner is on the Rambam. Frank the Rambam, do you have to redo the Mila? If she comes now to a local Yiddish town, do you have to do it? On the Rambam, no. The Chatchila, don't let the guy do it, but if you did it, ain't a choyzer. Somebody was a fryer yid and didn't know the dach, and they went, you know, with all these movements, you know, you've got to have doctors are watching, anesthetics and mice. They went to a guy, the guy's a local GP, and they felt he's more choshev than the Yiddish choshev a mile, and they went to him. And afterwards they became Bali Tshuva, and they decided, do they have to redo it? Nay, the dafnisht. The pass the Rambam, the pass the Halacha, you don't have to redo the Mila if it's done already. The mice said there's a shaila on Shabbos. Whether Mila, so Shaila we find many times by Melech Shabbos, if we say a Mila is Moton Shabbos, is it Hutra or Tchuya? Do we say the whole Shabbos is not, it doesn't exist? There's Kehle, when it comes to the din of Mila, there's no din Shabbos, Shabbos is pushed away. Or Tchuya, for certain things, it's Dochuy. If we say it's Hutra, the whole din of Shabbos doesn't apply when there's a Mila on Shabbos, there's no Issa of Shabbos, then of course you don't need the goyim. If there's no din Shabbos, then let her eat to it. Do it the best way. What's the best way for a meal? Do let her eat to the meal on Shabbos. If we say it's tchuya, so therefore, maybe there's a makom to say, actually it could be you need a goy. But even then, even if you want to say the meal is tchuya, that Shabbos is dochuya, it's only like moved aside. The Gabi said the dinim, but one of the dinim of a mila is, if you do the same mila during the week, who would do the mila? The Yiddish Amayel, the Yiddish Tata. So Ibazoy on Shabbos, even if it's Troya, it should really be the same dinim should apply and let the father do it. Since the Shaila Lamaisa, there was a moil, I saw a Shaila they bring down, there was a moil in Peru, fry place in the middle of Peru, someone, he wrote to the Tzitz Eliezer of Aldenburg, he gets called to do milas on Shabbos, and it bothers him, the Shabbos, photographers and music and they're cooking and he writes that the whole list of all these surim, you can only imagine how many surim there are over on a Shabbos. And it bothers him. Why can't he just say, the same as you can't do Sukkah, Lulav and Shabbos, and Megillah on Shabbos, and Shofar. He's decided now he's not doing Mila on Shabbos. He asked the Tzitz Eliezer, is he right to do that? Tzitz Eliezer writes a langa tshuva, he uses some of the rayas we use, and others. He writes a langa tshuva back to this person. And he writes very similar lines to what we said, that when it comes to Sukkah, and when it comes to Lulav, and it comes to Megillah, and it comes to Shofar, we're worried all the Yehudim, Yidin, Yireim, Vishleimim, everybody's going to be busy with his mitzvah. We're all worried what might happen, but here, it's Mila belongs to the elite few, to the certain few professional moils. We don't have to worry, they might come to be like Issa. Those people want to do Issa. They're all doing Issurim. He writes, Befkeir and Nichalei. They're anyway going to be over Issa Shabbos. So they won't be here, they'll be sitting in the football match. They won't be there, they'll be sitting somewhere else. They'll be over Issa Shabbos anyway. You have a chiv of Bayei Mashmini. And then he brings down the whole sugya. If you don't tell a person, Chatei b'shul sheyizkei chavirecha, you do an aveira, the yenna should be zoicha to somebody else. This, the whole sugya in Shas, you can't do such a thing. You can't tell one person, you do an aveira, that somebody else should be zoicha. Besides, the moral here will do an aveira of not doing a meal of Shabbos. Today, to those people, should we maybe have a bit less chil Shabbos? So if Waldenberg wants to write completely, there's definitely no heter for the moral not to do it. And that he leaves off his tshuva that definitely the moel has to do the meal on Shabbos, no question about it. I have a mechutin whose father was a moel in South Africa for many, many years. And he went to speak to the Menachas Yitzchok, to Tain Weiss, to Moshe Sternbuch, and to others to ask them the same question. It bothered him. He was a moel. He was going around, right of South Africa 30, 40 years ago, with a fry Eden. He was doing meals every Shabbos with a fry oil, and it bothered him. I think it was Menachas Yitzchok came up with the idea, do the Mila literally 5 minutes before Shkia. So the father should call a minion for the Mila, and all his friends and the family and the grace of party, he'll make it an hour after Shabbos. He'll tell them that the Mila, the Fry Eden don't have to see the actual Mila, they want to be there for the party, for the food, for the festivities, for the Mises. So you do the Mila 5 minutes before Shkia. So you've been yaitz a Mila bismano b'Shabbos. And you tell all your friar friends that you'll do the Mila, the Mila's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening when Shabbos has gone out, when everything's finished, then you'll do the Mila. And therefore you can get around the whole Shaila of the Chil Shabbos. That's what the advice that he was told, and that's what afterwards he did for many years. Because Moshe's got the whole truth about it. In Yeridei, the Menachas Yitzchok in Chelik Beis has got the whole truth about this Shaila. The Shevet HaLevi is very, very interesting. He goes through the whole Shaila, backwards and forwards. Shevet HaLevi wants to come out. The Kenzayin, there is even a Mokum to be Doicha, the meal on Shabbos. Many, many people, many of the other Achreinim and the Poiskis, Malenu, ask a kasha on the Shevet HaLevi, Mahaitai. I mean, what's your heta bechal? There's a chi of meal on Shabbos. You've got to do it. Shevet HaLevi, as you say in Yiddish, Vavtzach, he goes backwards and forwards. He doesn't come with a clear answer what to do. But he says, could be there's a mockum not to do the meal on Shabbos. Then it comes to the whole Shaila. People have a Shaila. What's more chashuv? L'moshav, my oinig yom tov against somebody else's Mila and on Mechalei Shabbos. The whole Shaila is an achroinim. But pashtus, most of the achroinim learn it. Because Moshe, the Minchas Yitzchok, and many, many, the Maal Sham already discusses the whole Shaila. They all play. But pashtus, the Moyol has a chiv of a bayoyim yashmini yim al besar loso. He has a chiv. The chiv on the parents, but the parents can't do it. So the moel becomes their shliach. The halacha paskens in halacha it's paskens. Let's leave out the friar now. The halacha paskens that if a moil gets called to a mila and he's let's say he has to go out of town, a frum yid living in some little shtetla, let's call it some frum yid living, I don't know where, somewhere between here and London in some little shtetla, and he gets called, the moil in Mancha gets a phone call, and he's got to go away for Shabbos. The pashas in halacha, the halacha is the pashas mashma that he has to accept the call and go. You're going to say it's family, Shabbos. How can you compare Shabbos by himself in some hotel room, mechveis shvu, living there, no minyan, no garnished, against the Hashem of Shabbos and the Yiddish shtot? That's the chiv. The ma'aser, because every person can't do a mila, because not every person knows and has the yicholas and the capabilities of doing it, so it the chiv is on the moil. Oh, so that's another side of the poison discussed. Can a moil force the parents to come? So that some of the poison come out to say you can't do that. Because there's no question about it, the mother on the seventh day has still got the shayla of a chayla sheyesh bo sakonas defoshes. The child before the straight after the mila, there's no shayla, it's called shayla sakonas defoshes. Who says the mother and the child won't be more comfortable in their own surroundings, and you put them up in somebody else's house in the middle of Manchester, and you put them up in some hotel? You can't compare that to where the mother's living in her own house, her own surroundings, her own bedroom, her own facilities and everything, against staying in somebody else's house, as nice as I'm sure the Achnosos Olchim is. You can't compare these things. Some of the points you therefore want to say that you can't do that. You can't tell the mother, I'll do, the mother can't say, fine, you want me to do the mina, no problem. I'll arrange you 3 Shabbos meals, I'll arrange you accommodation, come to Manchester and we'll do it for you. Then you've got the problem, the child has to drive back, it might be a 100-mile drive. Some people say, even a Monte Shabbos, they'll stay to Monte Shabbos and drive. It's a sakona, driving a child around. Many people will tell you it's a sakona, you shouldn't be taking a child all over the place. So therefore, many of the poskim want to say that you can't do that. As much as it sounds wonderful, and it sounds like a great idea, but you can't do that to a parent. You can't make a child come out of town to your surroundings. You're right. Yeah. The bunch of the time, for sure. As the Taisa says, Nichlusu alof, Yud Gimel Brisois, it's not Pasha Brismila. I mean, just to finish off, there's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer brings down, very interesting, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, he brings down that Avraham Avinu had the Brismila on Yom Kippur. That's the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer brings down. Fritzach the Velta Kasha, how could Avraham Avinu have a Brismila on thing? As far as I know, he wasn't 8 days old. What was his heter to do Bichlal, a Brismila on Yom Kippur? Oh, that's one of the tirutzim. That Avraham Avinu got the tzivu, you're from the Rebbein Shleim, on Yom Kippur, do a mila. For him, now this was his boy Bayoim. His boy Bayoim, on the day he got the tzivu, was the same boy Bayoim of a child of 8 days old. He had a header to do it. I saw afterwards, there's a very interesting medrash in Shiashirim. He wants to bring down on the Pasuk, we say, V'korois imoy habris. What's the V'korois imoy habris? It's not the medrash of Shiashirim, that Avraham Avinu, many of us know it, Avraham Avinu was scared what to do. The Rebbe Yisrael held the knife with him and they did it together. So some of the Achrayim, it's a Shnaim Shasu. You're right, it's not Mutter, it's Potter. You're right, could be it wasn't Mutter, but the Meister, Avraham Avinu was Potter for the Oynish. Shnaim Shasu, the Rebbe Yisrael held his hand and did it with him. But Pashas the Territz is, like they say, like you all said correctly, that was Avraham Avinu's Tzivu. You got the Tzivu with Boy Bayoim. That was his Boy Bayoim. That was his Yoim Ashminu Keilu. And that was his chiv to do the priest on that day.